Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Thursday, March 26th. It's 4 degrees outside. Feels like four because there's no wind chill, no crazy wind chill today, so it's good. This episode of Dailyish brought to you by Campaign Monitor and A Small Orange, which is Campaign Monitor is web hosting. No, other way around. Campaign Monitor is email newsletter. A Small Orange is web hosting. And you can check them out at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/82 for details. So for today's show, I thought I would just chat about a geeky topic, bit of tech that just came out today. It's something called Periscope. It's an app only for iOS right now. There's a post on my blog, which is in the a link is in the show notes. And I'm actually using it as I record this. So there's people who are popping in and watching. Complete strangers for the most part. I don't know who most of them are. It tweets out. So the way the app works is you start it up and it authenticates your user account with your Twitter accounts. So that's tied into your who might follow you and who you follow. It uses the Twitter graph. It's from Twitter. Well, it's technically an app that was built and then Twitter bought it just before it was about to launch to sort of compete with another app that launched a few weeks earlier called Meerkat. And both of them are basically just live streaming, live video streaming apps. So you start up the app on your iPhone and hit within a couple buttons after you've logged in and stuff, you can basically be live streaming video out to the internet. People are asking questions on there. So just someone asks, which do you prefer, Meerkat or Periscope? I missed the username. I personally like so far, I've tried both, and I think Periscope is going to win just because it looks nicer. It's a better designed app, and it's got the Twitter social graph. Video quality is better, like 8-bit Shane says on this the thing. It's funny because at goodstuff.fm, we have the live stream. We don't have video. We usually have audio live stream. I don't live stream this show. And so it's just kind of funny to have a chat room of sorts like we're used to, but it's just different. It's a little more awkward to type and stuff in response. But anyways, and so basically, like, I was thinking about, like, I have been thinking about this whole, like, sort of video streaming stuff and how could a business or how could somebody use this for, obviously, it's just fun. It's interesting and fun to play with as an individual, but a business, you could use it. Use it to show your store, maybe if you have a retail space, manufacturing of a product, sort of assembly line kind of thing, or hold a Q&A for the launch of a new service maybe that your business is offering. Maybe you build houses, you could hold an open house, or if you destroy houses, you could destroy the house live on video. Somebody asked, do you think it could get into privacy issues in the future? I certainly could, like, especially I could see I have kids, and if they flipped it on by accident, started showing house addresses, phone numbers, you know, or whatever. That could definitely be an issue, and you obviously want to be careful with anything that's broadcast out onto the web. And in this case, it's super easy to get it broadcasting out onto the web. A conference, like a live conference, tech conference, whatever kind of conference you might be holding, you could live stream a talk by somebody, or just to show like what people are missing if they weren't going to show up and come to the conference. Church group, whatever, could broadcast your services very easily. Without any expense. Road trip, you could have a dash cam and mount it on your car and talk to folks, your followers, your fans, your clients. Someone says it's going to be like Girls Gone Wild, except I think Twitter has actually come out and said no porn, nudity, as long as nobody's doing anything with the nudity, I guess, or whatever that means. Any sort of live event, basically, though, could happen where you're showing people what to expect if they came down. It kind of like the whole like live on location thing that radio often does, at least locally here. They often do radio spots at a store or whatever. Kind of puts that, in a sense, out of commission, because you can very easily do this on your phone. And it's, like I said, super easy to start streaming, easy to watch. There's a web viewer. So the way it works is once you start streaming, you have the option of sending out a tweet saying, hi, I'm doing this thing live. And I think most of the folks who are following or watching, at least there's six folks right now, I would guess, probably came just from the Meerkat app because it has these are people who are live streaming now kind of thing. I didn't see any folks I recognized from Twitter, but my apologies if you saw it, if you linked through to the Twitter app or from Twitter. But basically, you start, hit record, it can tweet out for you what's happening, or your tweet and the link to watch the video, which if they don't have the iOS app, they can go to a web viewer, and you can include your location if you want to. I think I turned mine off, but whatever, in Canada. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan in Canada is where I am. And then I would guess Android is coming right now. I said, the app is only iOS. The main thing I think is, so at Sum23, I think says, does having a live audience feel different from regular podcasting? We actually do it live here a lot. Goodstuff.fm, live stream a lot of our shows. So it's not that different, except that usually they can't see me, because we just do audio. We don't do video. So we might incorporate it, in with shows, use it for that, except that we're not all physically in the same location. We're using Skype to chat, and so it would only just be one side of the conversation that you might hear, which could be kind of boring probably, but still fun. After I'm done recording, I can show you some stuff. But the main thing I was going to say is for like a business, organization, whatever, is don't overthink this kind of stuff. Like when things like Periscope come out, don't overthink it. Just experiment. You don't need to take a user poll or audience suggestion to see if you should use something like this. Just try it out and in your business or whatever, and your audience will tell you pretty quickly if it's something that they want to see again, or if they want to see it all. They'll just won't show up if it's not not for you. What's interesting about this whole thing of like right now live streaming this on Periscope is I forget what the number is. Let's say it's 1,400 or something Twitter followers. Well, you'd think maybe if it's not half, maybe not a quarter, maybe 100 of those would show up because I was tweeting this, right? Because this video, and right now the stats say there's 4 people watching. And so does that tell me whether I should keep doing it or not? It doesn't really matter. I'm having fun with it. It's really not that hard to do. It doesn't cost me anything, that's for sure. And it's kind of a fun little experiment. And who knows, somebody who's watching this might be, some of them might be on Android too, or the web viewer, I guess, which probably doesn't account for viewers. I don't think they can leave comments. People are leaving on the app itself. You can actually comment as ask questions as somebody's periscoping. I don't know what the verb is, but it was meerkatting with meerkat, so maybe it's periscoping with periscope. And what was I saying? So experiment, try it out, and then make sure you let me know if you're periscoping. That's one thing. Actually, Meerkat has the ability to schedule a thing in advance. So like you can say at 6 o'clock, I'm going to be meerkatting or whatever, my live streaming my supper. And so then people can sort of plan to show up at that time, I guess. Periscope doesn't have that feature yet. It's just kind of like it's on now. Watch it now. It does save the video that I'm, so I could save this and put it out on YouTube or whatever, Vimeo or somewhere else if I wanted to after the fact. It wouldn't be that exciting, but it you can do that. And then it's also archived on Periscope as well, so people can watch it there if they want to watch the video after the fact. So if you're watching this later, you can find it at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/82. I'm iChris on Twitter. I think I've gone over my time. I usually try and keep these to 10 minutes. I'm playing with Logic 10, so it's spin this around. Harder to see. I haven't set it up quite right yet to see the time code properly. But anyways, you can find this episode at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/82. I'm iChris on Twitter. Like I said, goodstuff_FM is the Twitter account for Good Stuff. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.